City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
A former Everton player, a legend, Derek Mountfield. Derek, good morning.
More of a leg end, a legend.
How are you, mate? Good to see you.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Thanks for popping in to have a chat on this Wednesday morning. Now, obviously, football is taking a bit of a break this week because it's International Week. As a former player, is that something you used to enjoy?
I hated it because I was the only one that never got away on international duty. So I had the place to myself, had the bath to myself, had all the food to myself, because unfortunately I was the one player that never got a cap from a country. So that international break. Someone asked me the week was, when they were away, did you have 2 or 3 days off? I said, no, I trained as normal.
And then, so it wasn't a case of a few days.
I got
holiday.
No breaks. You know, all the lads went away to various parts of the world with England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales. But I was always in. Doing my normal training along with the reserves and the other squad members. But no, it was no normal days off. It was just a normal routine.
Seems strange. I would have thought you would have been on the golf course,
no,
relaxing.
It would have been nice to have a couple of days off. But, you know, Howard Kendall in the days never changed anything. Well, from training sessions on a Monday, same sort of thing, to the same session Friday, to the same trip. Friday leave for away games, and it never changed. So I was away, so I stayed there.
Keeping the same routine, everyone knows what they're doing.
Yeah, it never changes. You see teams now go away on a Wednesday for a Saturday game. You know, Howard says, look, you're going to get tired sitting around a hotel all day long, so we're going to go on Friday afternoon as normal, which we did every week for 6 years. You never changed it.
Obviously, we can talk a little bit later on about Howard Kendall, but let's just talk about the current Everton setup. Have you been impressed with Ronald Koeman? Currently fifth in the Premier League, and I'm sure, like I said to Ped a little bit earlier on, if we would have spoken in July and said, come kind of the October international break, Everton fifth in the Premier League, I think he would have snapped my hand off.
No, I think we'd take that. I haven't been to see many games. I've only been to two this season. Second one being the Norwich game in the Cup, which was very, very disappointing. But what I see from the sidelines and I listen to and talk to people who go to the game, there's certainly a different atmosphere in the place now. There's certainly a more positive attitude than there was for the last couple of years. We've got to give Ronald time because he's come with fresh ideas, because each manager has a certain style of play, whether it be pressing, closing, holding, back. And I think Ronald's going to take a bit of time to get the players to do what he wants.
Okay, as a former player, how long does that take? A new manager comes in and he's got his ideas and you're used to playing a certain way, a certain brand, a certain style. How long does it kind of take? Is it a matter of weeks? Is it a couple of months? Is it 6 months?
To be honest, it shouldn't take that long, because all these players now have lots of experience. We've got players who've been around the Premier League for 10 years plus. And we've just signed Ashley Williams. We've got Jags alongside. We've got Bainsey. Seamus in his 6th or 7th season, 8th season now. So players have the experience. But whether we've got the ability to take on board what the manager wants is different, because they've been playing a very slow, controlled passing game over the last couple of years under Roberto Martinez. Now he wants to press and play higher up the field and not play those silly balls out the back all the time. And when you've been playing that way for a while, it's in your mind, I've got to do this. And they will make mistakes. But I think what I've seen, especially the Middlesbrough game, we didn't start very well. And that seems to be a trend so far this season. We don't start the game particularly well, but we kick on as the game goes on, especially second half. Because once we conceded against Middlesbrough, it sort of woke us up a little bit. And we were comfortable 3-1 at half-time. And then second half, it was so easy against Middlesbrough second half.
It
should have been a lot more, but we never looked under pressure. I'm sitting in the stands and the fans are going, oh, I'm all nervous. What's the problem? We're totally in control of the game. And that's what I've seen more and more. We look far more controlled. But we can't afford to throw in those poor first halves. Or in the game at Bournemouth when we were poor for 90 minutes. We've got to be better than that. If we want to be in the top 6 or 7 or 8 all season and finish in that place and hopefully go for Europe, we have to start well every single game.
You get the impression that Ronald Koeman will not allow what you just say, the kind of slow starts to go on for much longer. He comes across as someone who says it as he sees it. And there's no messing from him. I've watched him on the touchline for a number of games now, and you kind of see him, and he gets upset with players. Whereas before, previous managers, you kind of seen the arms crossed, and they don't look, you know, they're not obviously not happy with something, but they kind of don't show it to the players. Whereas Ronald Koeman will give someone, the old-fashioned rollicking if they need
there's
it.
There's all types of it. There's managers who get very enthusiastic on the sidelines. You look at Mourinho, he gets so wound up at times. So does Guardiola at times. And then Roberto will just sit there with his arms folded and then... But I think Koeman's assessing the players. He's inherited a group of players over the summer and he's added maybe 4 players to it, but he's slowly inserting his influence on it. It's great. I love watching managers on the touchlines, what they do and how they react. But what he did and what he has done, especially with the Rock Barker situation, when he hauled him off at half time, he knows when you're not playing well. He knows he's going to haul you off. And you know you've got to be at your ball all the time. And I think he's making that mark, and bit by bit the players are now going, I've got to be better than this. I've got to be on the ball from the first minute to the last minute, not kick into play after 25 minutes.
That's what I was going to say. The players now will know that if you're not performing, whereas before you may have got another 15, 20 minutes to kind of go out there into the second half to see if you can do something, he's gone in at half time and said, you're not playing well, you're off and you're on. Yeah. He's made the decision. And players will, I'm sure, respect that.
You've got to respect him. He's the man who's in charge of you as a player, as the team. And if he says, off you come, you accept it. And you might go and sit down with him 2 days and say, well, why did you take me off, boss? And they have a heart to... But you can see with Ross Barkley at the moment, his confidence looks shot at him. He looks so low on confidence. Maybe he needs to come out for a couple of weeks to find that confidence boost and someone else goes in. But he's not afraid. The manager is not afraid. And that's what I like about him. He's not afraid to say, hey, out you get. You're going in now.
Well, obviously, the talk after the Sunderland game was... Ross Barkley wouldn't be playing against Middlesbrough. Ross Barkley played against Middlesbrough. The manager's kind of taken him off against Sunderland, but starting him again against Middlesbrough. He had a great game. Was excellent. Yep. Kind of ran the midfield for the Blues. But obviously, at the moment, there's an international break. Is that a good thing for Ross, where he can now be, as you say, at Finch Farm, the same? It's going to be the same routine day in and day out, whereas Ronald Koeman can be sat there with him, with everyone else kind of gone off on international duty, and just say, Ross, this is what I want.
Yeah.
Because I recall he said at the time of the Sunderland game, he sat with Ross, he's shown him some videos and gone through and said, look, this is what I want. This is the perfect opportunity.
I think what he can do with Ross, because when I played football, international breaks was Sunday. They were back on the Thursday night. Mm. It was one game midweek. It wasn't a missed Saturday of Premier League football so they can have an extra 10 days. I'd say to Ross, look, Ross, there's your passport. You go away for 6 days. Go and have a six-day break. Get some sunshine on your back. Just relax, chill out, come back and we'll start afresh again. I think he just needs a bit of a break. Because if you think about Ross has probably not had much break in the last 2.5-3 seasons because he's come into Everton's team. He's gone away with England, played the season, gone away with England. And in the summer, he went to the Europeans. And he never got
he had a holiday there.
Yeah,
didn't
but he never got a chance. But he's still training
every day. It's still the same routine.
Yeah, he's still training. He's still away. He comes back and he's not played a game. And he comes back to pre-season, and then the first English squad he gets dropped altogether. So he's had probably two or three years of not having a holiday, a long 2 or 3 away. I used to love in the summer. I'd have a month doing absolutely nothing. Let your body recover, relax, unwind. He's probably not had that for 2 or 3 years. He may need that little bit of a break where he just says, right, no football, just go away and relax for a couple of weeks.
I suppose looking at Ross's England career, he's obviously been dropped by Sam Allardyce, who's no longer there.
And Gareth Southgate.
Gareth Southgate's kept the same kind of momentum of what happened with Sam's first squad, and I understand and appreciate that. And obviously Ross hasn't been kind of writing the headlines for the right reasons over the last few games, so he's not going to get that England call. Is this something that Ross can take? Because, you know, in life, in football especially, you're going to get the kicks.
Yeah.
This is a kick. It's how now Ross reacts. And Ross's performance have got to improve for Everton, which will then get him back into the England squad.
It's a knock-on effect. Once you get one hit, your shoulders drop. The second hit, drop a bit lower. And you can see players physically wilt at times. But what Ross has got to understand is, for the long term, this could be perfect for him. It could be he's got to reassess himself now. He's got to reassess. But all Koeman could do now is keep Ross going, keep him ticking along, keep the talking to him, keep him feeling like he's wanted. I've had it before where I was Aston Villa when Big Ron Atkinson came in, boom, bombed me totally, stuck me to the reserves, didn't train with the first team. And I'm thinking, am I going to get a move here? He doesn't want me. Am I going to get a move out of this club when I'm not even training with the first team or playing with the first team? And managers can't do that. It doesn't happen that much now. And I think Ross has got to be brought back in and looked after. But I just think all Ross needs, I think, is a little break. I don't think he's had enough time off in the last couple of years for his body to recover and his mind, because football can be quite stressful for people. And some people find they can't let things go. They pick up the paper and read it and they've been slaughtered in the paper. It stays in the back of their mind. Don't read the papers. Think about your own self. Think about how you can improve yourself.
Is there more pressure on Ross because he is a local lad, he is an Evertonian, and everybody wants him to do so well that there's that added pressure that if he has a bad game, whereas if you were from, I don't know, London, or if you're from France or whatever, you play badly, you just go back to your house, you're not too bothered. His friends, his family are football fans, are Evertonians, whereas, you know, it's that extra bit of pressure.
I agree. If you think about Ross, he came in, 3 or 4 years ago, as the new boy wonder. And he did some amazing things when he first came in the team, i.e. the goal at Newcastle when he ran from the edge of his own box and stuck in the top corner. What Ross has had, I think, knocked out of him for the last couple of years is that spontaneity when he just got the ball and did things. And he was alive, he was alert. Now, I don't know whether it's overconfidence or lack of confidence, but he seems to be taking too many touches on the ball. He's not doing those instinctive things he did 3 years ago when he shot from anywhere and goals coming. He's taking too many touches. He looks like he doesn't know where the next pass is going to. His head's down a lot when he receives the ball, when it was always up a couple of years ago. I just think he needs to get back to what he did when he first came, and that's being instinctive, being spontaneous. And that was Ross's strength. I don't think he's seen that over the last couple of years at all from him.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.